Got to get this love song in before we get going crazy here. Well, sort of a love song, and let's just face it, it's a crowd favorite, and for those of you who brought your children here tonight, might want to plug up their little bitty ears out there right now. This song, back 25 years ago when I was first kind of coming into Riverbend, this was risque. Now, hey, this is PG-13, I believe, you know. Anyway, there's a little story behind it. So I thought I'd soften it up a little bit, so I'm gonna take a nursery rhyme approach to this evening. Once upon a time, there was a struggling solo guitar player who was trying to make a living out in Texas and got enough money together to hire another guitar player, so he instantly had a band. They were twice as big as they'd ever been. And so, like Don Quixote and Sancho Panza, they traveled the deserted wastelands of East Texas and West Louisiana looking for work. Is this getting boring? And one day, the two troubadours pulled into town and there was a big band contest, where colleges would come and gather like a festival, and if you played and they liked you, they would book you. And it all looked good to the wandering troubadour, but then like a witch came up to him and said, "Whoa, but don't take it too lightly, boys, because you might be able to get some jobs, but not if the band from Alabama comes to town. They will steal every job within 2,000 miles where we stand right now. And that band's name is the Commodores." Oh, the Commodores. A scary bunch if I ever saw one. And so the night came when all the bands gathered, and one thing you didn't want to do was have to follow the Commodores. But in a democracy, we drew straws. And guess who had to follow the Commodore? Me. So my newly acquired band went completely crazy. "What are we gonna do? They're gonna kick our ass. We're never gonna get any work. What are we gonna do? What are we gonna do?" So I slapped him a couple of times. Not really, I wouldn't. I just said, "I'd suggest we start drinking heavily." Which we did. He said, "Why?" I said, "Because I'll figure it out. I'll figure it out. It's a mystery, but I will figure it out." So the Commodores went up, and in their 15 minutes, it was like one of those dragons swooping down from the sky, spitting fire and laying waste to the land. They just killed the audience. We kept drinking. So when I took the stage, the crowd steered in a lather from the Commodores wasting them. For 12 minutes, I just sat there and heaped praise upon praise on this incredible band from Tuskegee, Alabama. And for the last 3 minutes, I did this song, got just as many goddamn jobs as they did. Now, just recently, I've had a reunion with Lionel Richie of the Commodores. And we shared a lot of laughs over this story. And then it came to me that if I put that song together with this song that I got to sing with Lionel recently, separately they were phrases, but if we put them together and put a comma in the middle, we would have a complete sentence. So Cincinnati, here you go. Why don't we get drunk and screw, comma, all night long? Appreciate the fact you're sitting here. Your voice sounds so wonderful, but your face don't look too clear. Barnett rang a picture, another round of room. It's okay, I got it. Why don't we get lunch in school? Come on, girl.